ISS, NA1 ISS, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar Victor Romeo. NA1 ISS, NA1 ISS, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar Victor Romeo. NA1 ISS, NA1 ISS, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar Victor Romeo. NA1 ISS, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar Victor Romeo. I think we hear you in, but we also hear some packet. NA1 ISS, NA1 ISS, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar Victor Romeo. Going to channel 6. This is Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar Victor Romeo, going to channel 6. NA1 ISS, NA1 ISS, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar Victor Romeo. NA1 ISS, NA1 ISS, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar Victor Romeo. NA1 ISS, NA1 ISS, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar Victor Romeo. NA1 ISS, NA1 ISS, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar Victor Romeo. NA1 ISS, NA1 ISS, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar Victor Romeo. NA1 ISS, NA1 ISS, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar Victor Romeo.
Kilo Kilo 4, this is NA1 ISS.
Hello Chris, we hear you. We also have some packet, but I think we're going to try and work through. We have some students here who are ready to go. Are you?
Hi, this is Rosa. What is the most interesting research project you've done on the ISS? Over.
Have you seen any big storms or hurricanes or wildfires in space. And what do they look like? Over.
Hi, Zach. Well, it's really neat to see from space, although often it's bringing great disaster or catastrophe to the area where we can see them, such as the wildfires near Yosemite, and there's been some typhoons in the Pacific Ocean. We haven't seen any hurricanes this season since I've been up here, but it's impressive to see just how big the storm, how far the storm clouds can stretch from horizon to horizon. It's just amazing.
This is Andrew. What happens when you cry in space?
Oh. Well, Andrew, when you cry, the tears just kind of stay in your tear ducts, and it gets bigger and bigger until it starts to wick over in your eyelashes and around your eye. It never drains down your face. It's a really I haven't cried myself, but I've squirted water drops there to see what it does, and it's a weird sensation. Over.
This is Tommy. What is the prettiest sight you've seen in space? Over.
Well, Tommy, I have to say, just a couple weeks ago, we had a crystal clear night pass over Italy, and you could see the perfect shape of Italy made out in light, city light, and we had the reflection of the solar array was just perfect. It's one of the most magnificent sights I've seen. Over.
Hi, this is Mike. What does it feel like to experience G-forces coming up to the ISS? Over.
Well, Mike, it's interesting. Right when you launch, you think, and the second of the engine igniting, you think it would be a really big jolt, but it's actually pretty soft. It's just the rocket's just barely strong enough to get you off the pad. And then as the fuel burns up and you get lighter and lighter, the same acceleration pushes you faster and faster, and you start building up those Gs. And it's pushing you into the seat, so your face is kind of smushed back, and it's hard to lift your arms up, and definitely a different sensation. Over.
This is Emma. How does time pass when there's no distinctive night or day? Over.
Well, Emma, we live on Greenwich Mean Time, which is the same as time as in London. We get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and prepare for our work day and do our work day and then unwind and go to bed around 10 o'clock at night. And our day, our bodies feel like that's our daily schedule, even though if we open the window every 45 minutes, there's either a sunset or a sunrise, and we take an hour and a half to go around the Earth. But we don't feel that we're not looking out the window all the time, and if we do, it's just either dark or it's light. But our bodies definitely know when it's time to go to bed or wake up, and it feels just the same as living on Earth. Over.
Hi, this is Sterling. Do you social networking on the ISS? Over.
Hi, Sterling. Well, I'm actually not the right guy to ask that question. I personally don't. But my crewmates all do. They use Twitter and Facebook and things like this, and it's a fun way for them to communicate with folks, but it's just not something that I prefer to do. Over.
This is Rosa. What do you do for fun in space that you can't do here on Earth? Over.
Well, we actually look out the window. That's one of the most favorite things for us to do. We just kind of, when we have downtime, float over, open the window, and just watch the Earth go by. And see different things that perhaps we haven't seen before. It's really, really amazing to do. The other thing that's fun is simply just to talk to our international crewmates and share their experiences, because we won't all be together for very much longer, so it's fun to take advantage of that. Over.
This is Andrew again. How does zero gravity affect the things you dream about? Over.
Well, Andrew again, it doesn't... Let's see, that's a good question. What I dream about is Earth things, believe it or not. Most of my dreams take place with me on Earth, and I really don't recall a dream of me floating around, as strange as that sounds. So maybe I'm dreaming about going back and seeing my family and friends again. Over.
This is Tommy again. How do you get a haircut in space without getting hair everywhere? Over.
Well, it's interesting that you asked. We just had haircut day on Sunday, and what we do is we hook the vacuum cleaner up. There's a little attachment that hooks onto the hair cutting device, and we suck it in that way, and it works pretty well. It maintains all the hairs very nicely. Over.
This is Tripp. What are the effects of being in space on your muscles when you return home? Over.
Well, Tripp, it's actually, our muscles will actually do okay, because we have a really good exercise device up here, and I feel pretty strong muscularly. Although it's our bones that are the most important thing for us to worry about. But our bones think that because there's no gravity, that they don't have to do their job, and they can become less dense and brittle. And that's obviously not the case, so we need to exercise a lot to keep those bones healthy, keep them thick, so that when we return, our bones will be just as healthy as when we left. Over.
Hi, I'm Alexa. What made you want to be an astronaut? Over.
I think we're losing. I heard what made me want to be an astronaut, and I met another guy named Bill Shepard who has the same background as me in the Navy. Over.
This is Mike again. How do you deal with all the different languages on the ISS? Over.
Okay, he just went below our horizon, but we did get a number of questions in.
N4SPD.